Episode 3146, is the number your real goal?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous midweek. Oh, yes, some people like to call it hump day, but I know maybe you haven't heard that one in a long time. All right, maybe that's aging me just a little bit, but it is Wellness Wednesday, and it's time for you to get your health on where you want to go. Come on, let's set some new goals. But the question remains, is the number your real goal? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, take a big, deep breath because, oh my goodness, we are in for a ride today. Are you into numbers? Have you ever found yourself entangled in numbers? Just like so many things coming at you, and I'm not talking about financial numbers. Yes, I know our bank accounts are important, but I'm talking about numbers that define your size, your weight, the shirt on your back. It can be frustrating and overwhelming to constantly chase after a specific number to reach your health goals. Is the number your real goal? Because I want to challenge you on that just a little bit. What if you were to shift your focus away from the numbers and instead focus on your talents, gifts, relationships, and how you feel, the energy that you have? I mean, you know, sometimes we just need to step away from what has been blasted at us to really see what we don't see. And I believe, yes, out there in the media where it started years and years, okay, really actually decades and decades ago when we started having these infomercials, they got us all stuck on, you can lose this much weight. And guess what? They're still doing that now. Except have you noticed the numbers have changed? Well, I've lived long enough, over a half century now, that I can actually say, yes, those numbers have changed. And they've changed sometimes where they stretch them. So they say, oh, you can lose 20 pounds, but it's no longer in 7 days. It's in 30 days. Or they say you can lose 10 pounds within your first 2 weeks. Whatever it is, right? It's that little click. So you'll pick up the phone in the olden days on your long, hardwired to the wall phone. Or now you can just pick up and get to the website and order immediately. And for some of us, we find it where? On our Instagram reels or our Facebook reels. Numbers really do drive us when it comes to our health. And we look at calories, right? I mean, come on, how many times have you counted calories before? And maybe you're not counting them now, but just any time in your lifetime. We've all been there, all of us. I mean, if not, you're lying to yourself because at some point in your life, you were counting calories. And at one point, right, everybody had to have calories all blasted all over the menus, and they kind of are still, but I've noticed a few of them have walked away and they're not doing that anymore. So I find that interesting, but we'll leave that for another episode. What else? What about the number on your hanger? Do you walk into your closet and you're like, oh, I have nothing to wear? And there's literally like 200 articles of clothing hanging in your closet, not counting your spouses if you're married. And you still say you have nothing to wear. Well, it's because right now you're looking at it going like, I only have three things. I've already worn these three things and everything else. Well, it doesn't really fit, or it doesn't fit the way I want to, or it looks too old and still doesn't fit the way I want it to. And so we find ourselves just kind of trapped in this number search, and it becomes a goal almost. And we don't necessarily say it out loud, but when we were younger, it's like, I want to be 110 pounds. I can't be over 110 pounds. Right? Some of us are trying to get, come on, ladies, are you one of those when you were younger? Like, oh, if I could just reach to this number. And then we added a little letter on the end of it. Yeah, we're talking about breast size. Guys, close your ears. Okay, right? I mean, come on, let's be real. Numbers actually are a very pivotal influencer in our life when it comes to our health. Now, should it be? I'm here to question that. Because is the number your real goal? Because I think we've become obsessed with numbers. And if you really want to overcome the obsession with numbers, you've got to be willing to say, okay, I'm willing to step away. because I'm tired of being blasted by this. Yep, it's time to overcome the obsession of numbers. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Overcome the obsession of numbers. You don't need numbers to live healthy. Now, is it part of the equation? Of course it is. You know how I love sports. And in sports, you've got to be well fit, right? We've got the Chiefs and the Lions playing on two more nights, I think. Or maybe it's one more night. I think it's on Thursday night. And we also have the U.S. Open going on right now. So a lot of people are playing the quarterfinals. And I was watching actually an interview with Novak Djokovic. And he just literally yesterday won his 47th, or actually I shouldn't say won, but he did. He won his match that set him up for now his 47th semifinal in Grand Slams. How crazy is that number? He has surpassed everybody, including Roger Federer, if I remember the stat right. That's craziness when you wrap your mind around it. But the interviewer, Renee, she said, well, what does that number mean to you? And it was very interesting, his comment. He said, well, he goes, and he went on to talk about his childhood, that he had a hard time, challenged times. His parents always supported him, and they had to work really hard to get to the point where he would be recognized to be able to play actually tennis. He goes, that's what my number reminds me of. So if you were to look at your number right now that you associate with your health, what's your story? Because Djokovic's story, I don't think most people would have said, oh, wow, yeah, I'm the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT. And by the way, I just don't like that term, but people will say that. He's the GOAT. And I'm like, well, I don't know. He didn't say that. He looked at it and it meant so much more to him. That number wasn't about becoming the best, the greatest of all time. It was about where he came from. Maybe you're looking at your numbers now and you're wondering, gosh, you know, if you knew my whole story, Christiane, you would understand more of why my numbers are the way they are. I get you. If you were to look at my story, well, you would understand too. I was nursing or pregnant for 10 years. And I could pump out a lot of milk in one pumping. My children, I have 5 of them. I nursed every single one of them, and not one of them was ever given a drop of formula. Not one drop. I made sure of it. If I had to stay up late, I mean, if I was lacking in pumping, which most of the time I wasn't, after the year of nursing them, I had to throw out milk. I kid you not, I wish they had, you know, the quote-unquote milk banks way back then, because I could have earned some really good money. I could pump 16 to 18 ounces. I considered myself a cow. I mean, like, seriously, I was, for my children. Now, it gave my kids an incredible start to life, and I will never take that back. And I will never apologize for that. But you know what? It's wreaked havoc on my body. 10 years pregnant or nursing. Holy Toledo. That's a lot of toll. Talk about a roller coaster of numbers. Up, down, up, down. Do you think I ever got back down to where I was before I got pregnant with our first? No. Just didn't happen for me. I wasn't one who could nurse and lose weight. Yeah, that was a fairy tale for me. In fact, I held my weight. I lost some of it, the baby. Obviously delivered the baby and then a little bit of weight thereafter, but not a ton. And so I put on a lot of weight. And so I know how those numbers become branded in our heads. And you know, I called myself a cow, right? That's my term, not your term, not my husband's term, not anybody else's term, my term. Like a milking cow, because that's what I was. It's one of those things I was like, well, if we ever run out of food, I'll make sure I can give everybody enough, exactly what they need. As long as I can eat, we'll get everybody fed. I mean, like, seriously, that's how it was. I don't want you to be branded like a cow because of a number. in your head. I don't want you to look at your health saying, gosh, the only way I can be successful is if I reach this goal of whatever that number is. And you know that number already. And let me tell you this, as you get older specifically, what you look like in the mirror, your reflection versus the number on the scale or the number on your hanger or the number of calories that you eat is going to be totally different than 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. I'm serious. And if you don't believe me, challenge me to that. And I mean that sincerely. Like, take notes. I've been taking notes for years and I'm like, this is craziness. I can look really good at 150. But man, years ago, like decades ago at 150, I would have looked a little bit plump. That's putting it nicely. But now it's like, whoa, this is good. We look different as we age, the way we carry our muscle, the way our fat hangs off of us, right? I mean, come on. That's the reality of where we are. And so we've got to be honest with ourselves. And so if you want to overcome that obsession with numbers, number one, you've got to embrace non-quantitative indicators of health, right? Because your obsession with numbers often leads you to believe that health is solely determined by the digits on a scale or the size of your clothes. But health is more complex than a number. Take, for instance, the number on a hanger, right? Society often dictates that a specific size is desirable. You've heard of it, size zero. Maybe for some of you, it's double zero. But our bodies are unique and dynamic. So instead of fixating on fitting into a certain size, you can shift your focus to how your clothes make you feel and feel the confidence that they bring you. Another example is a number on the scale. While it can be used, right, as a tool to measure progress, it's great, right? It's a great tool. But it's important to remember that weight fluctuates based on various factors such as muscle mass, water retention, hormonal changes, guess what, even the weather outside, inflammation. So rather than obsessing over a specific number, pay careful attention to how your body feels, your energy levels, and your overall well-being. If you eat something and in 15, 20 minutes, you're like, oh my gosh, I just wish I could take a nap. That's a red flag. Something you ate created your body to do that. Now, I'm telling you right now, majority of us out there are not even thinking about that. We just eat. Oh, wait. And then, you know, acid reflux. Okay, maybe we don't even know that term. All we do is we know the terms, I've just got to take Tums. And no, Tums is not a sponsor of this episode. Maybe they should be. But with Tums, right, it's because all of a sudden you feel like you're having your after dinner times two. Because you're like, well, I can taste this. And I know, disgusting. I hope you're not eating. I apologize in advance. It's that acid reflux. And you're burping it up. What do? We just take something to mask it. How many of these can we take? Right, we look at a number. What if you really focus on how your body feels, your energy level, knowing that, gosh, I can be up all day, not be hangry, not hungry, but hangry. I don't have to worry about falling asleep because, well, I ate too much, whatever that was. For me, it's pasta. In fact, I'm not a pasta girl. I make a mean lasagna, but I don't eat my own lasagna. I did years ago, decades ago. But I don't do it now. Why? Well, number one, I'm not tempted. Number two, my body really doesn't like pasta. It doesn't do well with it. And I'm okay to give that up. I've given that up decades ago, literally. Now my pizza, that's another conversation. I haven't had pizza in a while because I'm making some changes. Will I again? Maybe. But will it be like it was a year ago? Probably not. But you see, I'm looking at how my body is overall. I'm looking at the non-quantitative research of my own body versus looking at just a number, right? What about you? What are you doing? Number two, set non-numerical goals. Setting goals based solely on numbers can limit and demotivate you. Yes. Who wants demotivation? I do not. Is that even a word? I don't know. I just made it up if it's not. Instead, shift your focus to non-numerical goals that reflect your overall health and well-being. For example, rather than aiming for a specific weight or body fat percentage, you know, you've been there, focus on goals like improving your strength, your flexibility, or your overall fitness levels, right? Flexibility, That is huge. You need to be stretching every day. I'll try not to digress too much, but as we get older, oh my goodness, that's one thing we lose, and we need to be flexible. You need to keep your posture. Make sure your back muscles are strong. You got to improve your strength, which means what? You got to eat protein or your muscles are, well, they're going to fizzle. And think about your energy level too. By shifting your focus to what your body can do rather than a number on the scale, you get to enjoy the process and celebrate your achievements along the way. Now, when I look at what I'm doing with my body right now in real time, am I keeping track of numbers? Yes, I am. But is that my sole focus? 1,000% no. It's not my sole focus. Because if it was, I would have quit. Probably 6 weeks ago, or maybe 2 days after I started, because I'd be like, well, why is it not moving faster? I'd get flustered. But you see, I'm tapping into all these non-numerical goals. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into a long time. Guess what? I've been able to buy a few new outfits. Woohoo! What do you think that does for my confidence level? Yeah, it goes up. What about yours? It would go up too. But if you're always focused on this number on a scale, this number, when you go shopping for your clothes, whether it's online or in the store and you're looking on the hanger, right? What is that to you? What satisfaction do you get from that number? I mean, seriously, ask yourself that question. I mean, it's a good question if I answer it myself, you know? What satisfaction are you getting from numbers? Because ultimately, I mean, let's think about this for a minute. And I know this is a stretch, but just go there with me for a moment. What if you could weigh 200 pounds, seriously, literally be muscular all over and still be in a size 6? Would you do it? Or would you be so reliant on this number that 200 would trip you up that you're like, I can't ever be 200. There's nope. I don't care how healthy I am. I don't care that all my blood work is perfect. I don't care that everything shows perfect, including my reflection in the mirror, including what I wear. I still could not be 200 pounds. Okay, so then that answers your question, right? That numbers do matter to you. So we've got to sit here and think about, okay, how much control do numbers have over us? And that leads me to number 3. You got to cultivate a positive mindset. Because numbers from the past can often hurt us. They can also haunt us, making us feel like we haven't achieved enough. However, it's important to remember that progress is not always linear. Plus, a positive mindset leads to a better health outcome. Research shows that individuals who adopt the positive outlook are more likely to engage in healthier behaviors, experience lower levels of stress, that's what I want, and have stronger immune systems. You want that too nowadays? Come on. Just a couple years ago, right? Where were we? We've got to beef up our immune systems. So by focusing on the present moment and embracing a positive mindset, you can break free from the constraints of numbers and truly experience the joy of living a healthy life. You don't have to be jailed by a number. And I know a lot of us in this world are. And that's sad. It breaks my heart. I mean, seriously, it does. And I know because I've been down that road many, many, many times. I don't know if you remember or not, but I used to do pageants. Yep. The Miss America pageants, that side, not Miss USA, but Miss America. Had my talent and everything. Yes, I did. And I did that for years. Did I win? Nope. I was always the first runner up. I kid you not. Seriously. You think numbers had an effect on me? You better believe it. And they haunted me for decades. Now, I'm not scarred by them anymore, and I don't want you to be either. So as you journey towards reaching your health goals, it's essential to remember that numbers are just a small part of the bigger picture. Your health and happiness are not solely determined by digits, but rather by the way you feel, the relationships you cultivate, and the goals you set for yourself. So free yourself, my friend, from the numbers game and focus on living your life to the fullest. As author William Arthur Ward once said, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. Remember, you are more than just a number. So start embracing the moments and create your now. Go in peace, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.